This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Among the most high-profile bills that Governor John Bel Edwards has vetoed is the ban on transgender medical procedures on children. Pollock Republican Representative Gabe Furment, who authored the bill, says it's not an anti-transgender bill. It's about protecting children, and his constituents support it.
And in fact, most of the emails I'm getting are outside of my district, and they're strongly in support of House Bill 648 and are demanding that the state legislature override this veto.
New Orleans Democrat Amy Freeman disagrees and says there are no known cases of surgery on children to alter their gender in Louisiana. She says the bill's intent is to target a vulnerable population, and it's unnecessary.
These are not medical decisions that are made lightly. They're made with the parent and with the child and with medical professionals. And so there's just no reason to be legislating in this hateful kind of legislation.
Neighboring states have passed similar legislation, and Furment fears without it, Louisiana would be set apart.
If we do not override this veto, then we know Louisiana will become a destination in the South for these types of experimental medical procedures on kids.
Freeman points out that legislation passed in Arkansas has already been challenged in the courts, and she believes Furment's bill violates the state constitution because it's discriminatory.
This is actually taking away a parental right, which most of my Republican colleagues tend to want parental rights, and in this situation, parents evidently can't be trusted.
Lawmakers must respond by Thursday if they wish to return to Baton Rouge for a veto session. The city of Monroe is looking for lifeguards, pool managers, and pool monitors for the upcoming season. They're also seeking water aerobics instructors. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. They can apply at Community Affairs main office in Monroe or by calling 318-329-2488 or sending an email to eselnermccoy@ci.monroe.la.us. A $21 million broadband expansion to bring high-speed, affordable internet to 10,000 households is underway. Officials broke ground on a project on Thursday. It would connect the central Louisiana communities in Avoyelles Parish. It's an attempt to eliminate the digital divide for thousands in Louisiana. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.